or got a game of twists and turns. And to be fair, I don't think either team deserved to lose that game there today. Conditions weren't hard. And I suppose that the way it happened at the end, it was kind of a smash and grab. But I do think our performance deserves something out of it. But look, if I was on the other side of the loss, I'd be gutted, you know, and I'm sure Tullock is. It's tough.
Yeah, tough old thing asked, but admittedly 4 points down after half an hour. As much said to the lads, I know they drew it back to a draw at half time. As much said to the lads at half time?
If they didn't change it, my Fitbit would hop off my hand. The hat was. We didn't really stick to what we had planned. And look, that I suppose, I keep saying it, you see, you know, this would have been coming down here to Celtic on Carlo. You know, the lads knew the significance of the game, so I just put that extra bit in their heads and where they're at. And it's fair to say that, you know, they learned from that. Would we have handled it well in the first half? The answer is no, we didn't. But look, it tested the character. I mean, I'm saying this for 2 years, that they dug it out at half-time to win 4 points. And no different it was against London. I wasn't concerned at half-time, because we were playing against the breeze, or actually extra men for that matter, but because I thought we had a lot of possession, we were winning possession. I felt it was how we were using it was the problem, and that was down to us. No, Callum made it difficult, as did London did last week and Waterford the week before, but each day we feel that we're playing, have a challenge in our head, we learn from it, and I think they're still learning.
3 wins from three now, okay, started last year was 2 wins from two against Waterford and London, you've beaten the same two teams, and now Carlow again. You must be pleased with that
set. Sure, looking for winning games. When you're coming from Limerick football, you have to be happy. And you know, I suppose that there's room for improvement within them performances. But look, you come down here on a day like today, and you're playing a top team like Carlow, and within our division, big strong man, you have to have a bit of gumption about you and a bit of character about you to try and dig it out. And to be losing 3 points going into injury time, it looked like it was lost, to be fair. And I don't think anyone would think any differently. So the way we came around it, but look, you win that last kick out there, then, and we're going at it, and that's the way we want them. And doing things, it won't always work, and we've got to be really clear on that. It won't always work. But once you're trying, once you're knocking on the door, eventually the door's open. So I think that's what happened there today.
Do you think that Limerick deserved the win because they showed a more positive attitude in the second half?
Sure, look, I suppose you can say that, John. I certainly wouldn't be here to be judgmental of Tullock and his troops. I mean, they were up to Division 3 last year, and they played the style that works for them. And it's fair to say that if the game finished in the 36th minute, they'd have won, and they'd have deservedly won. So, you know, you make your own look, you do the hard yards, and that's how you win games. So, by God, after winning 3 league, it didn't for me to be judging any other team and manager how they're going. I'm certainly not into that kind of stuff. I'm good friends with Tullock, and we're very supportive of each other. And, you know, in the context of where the game has won, it was great from our point of view, and we've got to be respectful of a friend.
In the context of the season, nobody, you're sitting on top of Division 4 ahead of a mini break. I suppose promotion is the word that will now creep into media circles and supporter circles, regardless of what you say within the camp.
I'll let you chat away about it.
We glow next in 2 weeks, and you know, if it's a game by game mantra, it's a home game and another one that you know you can win, and you've been close to winning in recent years.
Yeah, look, it's a home game, and that's the key. You've got to be winning your home games to be trying to, and we've only 3 home games, and we've 4 away games, and we've got to, and look, we saw against London we didn't perform well at home, so we've got to find improvement in the performance, so we have to keep our feet firmly planted on the ground, and we're clear under new management, a good manager, and David Bourke, and you know, winning All-Ireland under 20, so he's going to bring something in that we haven't seen before, I suspect. So look, we've just got to regroup now and enjoy, you know, the fact that we're winning games again, and just keep our feet in the ground.